Hey, we get your phone calls, and the phone's ringing right now. You can call 844-935-3634. Who do we have on the phone line right now? What's your name?
Hi, my name's Shirley. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yes, we can, Shirley. Where are you calling from today?
Okay. Oh, I'm calling from, like, North Long Beach area.
Somewhere around there. Okay, let me connect you with the mortgage mom. Beep, boop, beep, boop, boop.
Nice. Very good morning, Shirley. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you. Quick, direct question, and that's all I need because I learned everything from the last caller.
Oh, good.
Boring, investment, the whole thing. Okay, so I have a question. If I have $200,000 equity in my home and I couldn't afford a second mortgage payment on my own if I did buy a house and charge rent, is that doable? Because renters are, I'm imagining, easier to find in California, so that's where I'd buy the house. And realistically, I couldn't afford both. That's real life, and I'm going to work till I'm 72, and I'm super excited about it, but that's just to support me, not even another renter, you know what I mean?
So, right. So let me back up. I just want to make sure that I understand. So you own a home right now currently, is that correct?
Yes.
And you're looking to buy another home for an investment?
Yes.
And you're wondering if you can use the rental income on the new purchase, because that's going to be your investment property, to help you qualify for the loan.
Maybe on your side, that's how you see it. But the way I see it is if my renter bailed on me, I could not afford my payment and their house payment, their rent, to cover the two mortgages.
Correct. So the way that we do it as a lender, and trust me, we take that into consideration, that's an important piece, is that we will only give you 75% of the actual rental income that you collect, because we know that you might collect it for a year and then all of a sudden you might be vacant without a tenant. There's other things that will come into play, like, you know, maybe you just get those really bad tenants and you end up in a situation that, you know, you need to evict them and you could go months without rent. That is where I was telling that last caller that it's very important to get with your insurance company, with your homeowner's insurance. They do have policies called rent loss coverage. So when you end up in a situation like that, they will cover a portion of the lost rent that you didn't get while the property was either empty or you were working on an eviction. So the lender is not going to give you 100% of that rent to qualify. We're only going to give you 75% of it. We're going to leave 25% for repairs, maintenance, and those occasions where it might be vacant for a month. So as long as you can qualify at that 75% of rent, then that's what makes us feel comfortable lending to you. Now, for you personally, that's a personal thing. You may decide that I only want to buy something that I can, you know, qualify for, that I know I can carry the entire payment. Well, that's obviously, you know, that's a personal decision.
Yeah. Okay. That is awesome. And my goal is, I'm 60, so I figure in my heart, I really want to be that landlord that they appreciate. And I have this plan that every Christmas, I'm going to mail back their rent check. Like, I really have a plan to try to help, you know, because I know what it's like. I've been there, and I just want to be, like, a really grateful landlord. Like, I want to be someone that they're like, well, that person helped me, you know what I mean? And I also rented them my house.
I want to be your tenant. I'm telling you, get my rent check back in December. That's amazing,
yeah.
Shirley.
Yeah.
Really, that's giving back to the community. That is huge. And, you know, that is something that's really something to be said for. And, you know, thank you so much.
Hey,
for
can
being
you write
you.
That off on taxes,
thank
by the way? Is that
thank
a thing?
You.
Yeah, I mean, she just, it would be income that she wouldn't collect. So it would be money that she wouldn't have to, you know, claim. So
cool.
Yeah. Yeah, but Shirley, thank you so very much. Really appreciate it. Yes.
Good call. You know, Granny wants to be a good landlord and give us a good Christmas.
Yeah, so. And I don't even know if she's Granny yet. She said she's 60, so I mean, you're aging her, Bear.
Well, she's my granny. If she's giving me money on Christmas.
Exactly. There you go. My family's actually very, very young, and my mother was definitely a grandma way before 60 years old. So she could be a grandma, but let's not age her prematurely.
Okay. She's,
but she is everybody's favorite aunt, put it that way.
Yeah, she's the auntie of our dreams.
Yes, no, she was amazing, and that is something. And you know, she had a really good point. She's like, you know, I wouldn't be able to make that payment if I didn't get the rent. So if I don't get the rent, I could be putting my myself in a very bad position. And that's why I do tell everyone, before you're ready to do that, number one, the property management company is so very important to take care of that property for you. If you've never done it before, you don't know how to write the contract the right way, make sure that you're protected. Hire that property management company. It is worth every dollar that they charge you per month, and they're not extremely expensive at all by any means. But number two is make sure that you are comfortable. Make sure you're looking into your homeowner's insurance. Make sure you've got all of the different protections in place that you need to become that landlord. And from there, you know, you're an investor and you're on your way.